This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two numbers with which to set up this next story. Number one is $104.21. The energy aware among you will recognize that as the price of a barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude oil at the close today in New York. Number two is $5.5 billion. That is also denominated in dollars and is how much profit ExxonMobil made in the first quarter, double what it made Q1 last year. So we learned this morning. A tidy windfall, yes, but also, as Marketplace's Matt Levin reports, the crux of dueling political and business challenges.
The Biden administration wants American energy companies to produce more oil and gas, at least in the short term. But energy industry analyst Paul Sankey says that's easier said than done. Texas oil fields are not immune to what's happening in the rest of the economy.
You'll find that they're actually short labor. They're short steel for piping. They're short, arguably high-quality rigs.
About a decade ago, big firms like Exxon were investing more in wells and other equipment. But as oil and gas prices flatlined in the mid-2010s, shareholders didn't see big returns, says Stuart Glickman with the investment research firm CFRA. So for the past few years, the oil investor mantra has been less drill, baby, drill and more dividend, baby, dividend.
The industry finally got the message, got religion, and really focused more on placating investors. And that meant more dividends and then stock buybacks.
Glickman says oil companies are also scared that these high prices won't last long enough to justify more drilling, especially if those prices drag down the rest of the economy.
Oil at above $100 per barrel, I think, runs the risk of pushing this economy into recession. They really don't want that.
Because then oil prices would really drop. Meanwhile, outsized profits and stock buybacks are inviting more scrutiny from policymakers and environmental advocates. Sujatha Bergen is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Congress can help to stop this and deliver relief to consumers with bills that tax these windfall profits.
Congress actually did pass a windfall profits tax on oil companies way back in 1980, but that law expired in 1988 and no proposal has gained much traction since. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.